The average price of gasoline continues to climb nationwide. This as the global oil market responds to Russia's war against Ukraine. Here in the city of Chicago, it's nearly $5 a gallon. These sky-high gas prices could leave many people with questions like, is there end in sight to the surge? Why is this happening? And is anyone doing anything about it? Here to help answer these questions and many more is on this topic is Patrick Dahan, head of petroleum analysis with Gas Buddy. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So why are we still seeing these high gas prices?
Well, a lot of it is still a function of what's happening with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the sanctions on Russia, and the fact that the global economy continues to recover from COVID. Gasoline consumption continues to rise as we start to get closer to spring and summer. And against a backdrop of a drop in supply compared to where we were pre-COVID has pushed gas prices up very quickly. And in Chicago, while we've seen a little bit of relief, average gas price is still the highest they've ever been at about $4.65 a gallon. Though, like I said, they're down about 6 cents a gallon from the peak.
Yeah. And so what will it take for them to drop down again?
Well, we'd likely need to see some sort of resolution in the crisis between Russia and Ukraine. And that's because so much has been made of sanctions that the U.S. and other countries have put on Russia, effectively curbing their ability to sell oil in the global marketplace. So without some sort of resolution in Russia and the Ukraine invasion, we probably will see these prices remain at elevated levels for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of still here on the same topic, but how much control does the president really have over gas prices?
Not much. This is a global phenomenon. Prices in Germany yesterday, I saw somebody send me a message that they were the equivalent of $8.75 a gallon. The same problem is happening in every country. And this is a global imbalance between supply and demand. The U.S. president really can do nothing at this point, aside from very small Band-Aid relief.
Interesting. You know, like here in the city of Chicago, a city council was going to be talking and taking up these measures where essentially taxes would go from 8 cents a gallon to 5 cents. Anything like this, I mean, whether they go with that or not, will that even make a difference when it comes to what we pay at the pump?
Well, it could. I mean, a 3 cent decrease in tax is essentially nothing when prices are sky high. Now, we have seen some states, including Georgia and Maryland, waive their gasoline tax for a period of time, in which case those states have basically cut taxes by 30 to 40 cents a gallon. Now, the problem with that is that it could inspire more gasoline consumption because prices are lower, and that could actually make the problem worse moving forward. So it's a very slippery slope. I know states are eager to help motorists combat the high prices, but by lowering them, they're incentivizing people to use more, not less.
Yeah. And Patrick, you're dealing with these numbers and seeing all this unfold on a daily basis. What are your thoughts on all this? What needs to happen? What's the next step?
Well, either one of two things needs to happen. Either we need to see more supply globally via the U.S. and OPEC and other oil-producing countries, or we need to cut. Or a combination of both increased supply and reduced demand, that would help find more of a lower price equilibrium between prices and consumption. So I think motorists need to do our homework as well. Taking mass transit when we can would do a large part to help reducing prices in the long term. But other than that, a lot of it is out of our hands with what's going on globally.
Absolutely. Patrick, is there anything else you'd like to add or you'd like people to know when it comes to these gas prices?
Well, I think for now, we'll probably see high prices persist through the summer. And even if there is a resolution between Russia and Ukraine, keep in mind, a lot of countries are probably not going to jump right back into allowing Russia's energy to hit the global market. That is, we're probably not going to very quickly allow Russia to sell oil in the global market, even if there is a resolution. So these problems could linger for quite some time.
Absolutely. Well, Patrick, thank you so much for all this information and for breaking it all down for us. We do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great one.